Hello, I'm Wade Kaiser, and this is Infield Singles. I'd suggest you, if you want a real podcast, you might want to go listen to ESPN right now. But if you don't have any brain cells, you will continue to listen to this and lose some more, right? So thank you for listening, and I endorse McChesney Hall because Brock sucks.
Straight cash, homie. Totally endorse the Infield Singles podcast.
I'm honored to be in Brock amongst probably the coolest crew at Cedarville.
You know, just know that this is the best podcast and the best quality podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is week 5 of the Infield Singles podcast. Coming off a big episode last week. Back in Brock tonight, as there are no women on this episode. Fellas, happy to be here. How are we all doing this week?
Oh, real good. Fantastic. Real good.
We're doing real good because Josh is here tonight, so that's good.
Yes.
He's back.
Yes. So speaking of Josh, came to our attention that, you know, we might not have given Miss Sizer the nicest letter of recommendation over the radio here. So we just want to come out and say that, you know, Ellie's a pretty good gal. You know, she had us over for the Ohio State game last week. We had some wings. So we may tease and give each other a hard time, but, you know.
She's not that bad.
It's all in good fun.
Is that right, Josh?
We're sorry.
Yeah, so.
She said that she wanted to be mentioned on the podcast, so we've done that 2 weeks in a row now.
There we go.
So that'll make her happy.
Now we can stop.
Happy wife, happy life, right? Well, happy girlfriend, happy.
Happy wife, happy life.
There we go. All right. So, some big news in the Infield Singles this week, and I'm not being facetious when I say that.
Oh yeah, what is it?
Michael, you want to fill the people in at home what happened this week?
News. How big?
So, here at Infield Singles, we go after only the best, right? We are constantly striving to have fantastic interviews, contrary to what you'll probably hear later in this episode. So we sent a shout out to, we want a name drop.
A fella.
Yeah.
What's that?
An ESPN executive. Not executive. Oh, sorry.
We'll call this guy Cool Guy Paul. Cool Guy Paul works for ESPN in a...
ESPN, Michael.
ESPN. Only the best for the Infield Singles.
Wait, what does ESPN stand for, actually?
Evil Sports Poaching Network.
Cowards!
So... Cool Guy Paul used to go to Cedarville, where we currently attend, and we figured he'd be a great guest to have on, just kind of to talk about his experience at Cedarville. He played on the baseball team, so Brock, where we stay.
I believe he leads the Cedarville record books in walks.
Yeah, which we would find very cool.
That's like Infield Singles 101 right there.
Right. He fits what we stand for so perfectly well that he would have been a great guest. But as I was saying, he was on the baseball team. A lot of the baseball team used to live in Brock, so we assume, you know, he might have been one of our own kind, one of our ancestors, if you will. So we figured we might shoot him a message, see what we can work out. So I shot a tweet at him. He slid into our DMs and told us, like, hey, thanks for shouting me out or something. I'd love to come on if it can work out. I have to talk to management, though. We were excited because this guy, Cool Guy Paul from ESPN, is talking to us and...
is eager to be on.
Eager to be on.
He's talking to ESPN about us.
Yeah, he's mentioning Infield Singles to the big wigs. And so a few days ago, I got another message from him and it said, hey, sorry, but I'm already doing this radio spot in Philly. And basically, ESPN doesn't want me doing too much.
You want to know something, Michael?
Tell me, Spencer.
ESPN's scared.
It would appear that's the only possible explanation.
Like, scared out of their panties.
Let's picture this scene here. We got Cool Guy Paul walking into the office, you know? He walks in, Scott Van Pelt's sitting there, bald head, glasses. He goes up, he says, yo, Scotty, what's good, my dude? He says, hey, Cool Guy Paul, how you doing? Cool Guy Paul says, so... there's these kids in my old school. They're putting together this podcast. It's taking off like jet fuel. And he goes, what do you say I have a segment on there? Well, Scotty Van Pelt looks it up. He sees the kind of numbers we're pulling, the kind of guests we're getting on. Cedarville stud athletes, and Wade Kaiser. And he looks us up, and he's scared. He says no. Like, the fact that ESPN is scared of us, turned us down. We're doing big things here, Michael.
What? Guess, see, no, go ahead.
Guess what, Scott? We're coming for you.
Well, see, here, that's the image you had in your head. Here's the image I have. President James Pitaro of ESPN, that yellow coward, is sitting in his office. I have a picture of him pulled up. I definitely just didn't Google him because I didn't know who he was. But James Pitaro, that scaredy cat, is sitting in his office. He's sitting in his office. Scott Van Pelt, the man who basically has ESPN on his back, he's been carrying ESPN for the last 10 years or however long he's been there, is sitting in the corner working on his segment, and cool guy Paul walks in, says, knocks on the door, President Pitaro, and the coward says, oh, come on in, cool guy Paul. And cool guy Paul approaches slowly and goes, So I was approached about speaking on a podcast done by some guys at the college I went to, and the president goes, he's already kind of sweating because he's like, oh, shoot, infield singles. He goes, don't say. Who is it? And cool guy Paul kind of sits there for a second. It's quiet. And old Scotty Van Pelt's in the corner typing away. And he slowly just looks up. And cool guy Paul gulps and says, it's infield singles. And James Pitaro looks at him with a straight face and says, absolutely not. They are our strongest competition. They are rising from literally nothing. And if you go on that show, it will be the final dagger that does us in. And cool guy Paul says, okay, boss, and walks out slowly and just timidly sends us that message apologizing that he can't be on the show. And now we have ESPN on the run.
So I'm not saying we ever were going to get ESPN, but after just bashing their CEO, James Pitaro, there is no way we are getting on CEO.
We don't want him.
We are not getting
We don't anything. Want him.
Yeah.
That was our gateway, man.
ESPN, we don't want him.
We'll go through Fox Sports.
We are. We will be ESPN in 10 years. No, 5 years.
You know what we should call ourselves? What? ESPN 2.
Yes!
Those idiots haven't thought of that.
Yeah.
Clowns, James Pitaro.
Speaking of potato, though, Chuck's has some bomb baked potato soup.
Oh.
Was it like the loaded potato
yeah,
stuff?
Loaded yeah, loaded potato really soup. Good. Nobody wants to hear about this, but it's so good. It needs to be mentioned.
What do you think, Chase?
Oh. The soup is the bomb. Am I too close to the mic?
No, you're good, but okay. I just said it was bomb. Maybe you could come up with a different adjective this time.
Oh, that's real good.
Let's get back on track. James Pitaro. That Mickey Mouse, literally a Mickey Mouse corporation, because they're owned by Disney. We did our research.
Yeah, we're not owned by anybody but ourselves.
That's right. We are our own men, except for Josh. He is Ellie's man. But James Pitaro... I'm just looking at his picture.
Now, we love Cool Guy Paul.
Cool Guy Paul, you're more than welcome to come around as soon as you leave that clown company.
Come work for us.
There we go.
Gosh, actually, you know, I was just thinking, I was looking at ESPN for jobs earlier. No lie. But screw it! This is my future!
Yikes. Be stuck in this dorm doing podcasts 20 years down the road from now.
Josh, you had an idea for a new segment on the show, right?
I did.
The childhood story segment?
Yeah.
Is that right? You want to give us a childhood story?
Oh, boy.
Wait, let's do an intro.
It's your childhood.
I mean, I got a couple.
Fire away.
One of them is really embarrassing, but the other one is semi-embarrassing. The first one, I was in second grade, and... You have crushes on girls when you're in second grade, and, like, you do weird things, right? And,
6.5 hours later.
Well, one day, we're on the playground, you know, coming at her and making my Stitch voice and, like, doing the whole bit. And, I get too close one time, and I actually, like, take a good swipe on her cheek and just big old glob right on the side of her face. So, there's one. That was kind of gross. The other one, I was in third grade.
Approximately 10 hours later.
And we both kind of, our lips kind of touch really, really fast. And so, yeah, I kind of kissed Bill.
What a magical moment.
So.
I kissed the boy.
Yeah. So there you go. There's my two childhood stories. My mouth was on people too much, apparently, when I was a kid. Whoa. So there you go.
Well, Josh, we're glad you took the time to tell us that story or two. Yeah, that was good. Later on the show, we'll be having Wade Kaiser on the show. He's my buddy on the track team, speech team extraordinaire. He's from Akron, Ohio, and yeah, that's pretty much. Wade's very awkward. Be prepared for one of our. I don't know what adjective to describe the interview other than just
worst.
Worst. Eccentric, whatever you want to call it.
Different.
Eccentric.
Yeah. That's Wade for you. Okay.
What's the weather?
Oh, the weather. I just need to talk about the weather right now. So, today is Thursday and the weather was still pretty hot today, and tomorrow's Friday and it's going to be hot again. But after that, all the highs are like 60s and 70s and it's going to be glorious. I'll finally be able to pull out my sweatshirts and wear them without sweating all the way through them. I'll wear pants to class and be fine, and oh, it'll be glorious.
And that was a Speed Weather brought to you by Chase.
You're welcome.
Joining us now on the podcast is the most awkward man on Cedarville's campus, Wade Kaiser. Wade, thank you for being here this evening.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
And I was trying to think earlier of a way to introduce you, but I don't really know how. So why don't you give a quick 10-second little introduction of who you are and what you do.
Hello, my name's Wade.
All right, that's Wade in a nutshell. So I guess I'll have to explain a little bit. So Wade is a senior here and is on the track team with our boy Chase. Who is currently sleeping in Tad's bed as we do this. And just to kind of get the ball rolling a little bit here, you and Chase had a little rendezvous this summer. Why don't you tell the folks at home a little bit about that? It was kind of a fun experience.
I guess. I don't know. I was just bored, and I knew he lived not too far away, and was like, hey, you want to come over to my place? It's only 3 hours away. And so he did.
Oh, yeah.
So Chase apparently has something to say right now, so we're going to listen to hear what he has to say.
Oh, I had a good time. We did fun stuff. Got to meet your family. They're pretty nice people. I wasn't a big fan.
To you.
Yeah. It was pretty funny when they made fun of you all the time, but that was great. I wasn't a big fan of you trying to fight me like every other 10 minutes.
Yeah, because why not, you know? I just kind of wanted to push your buttons and see what happens.
Because I thought we were normal human beings, but you just wanted to fight me.
No. I just kind of wanted to see if, you know, if you weren't a total pansy, you know? And I was bored, and why not? I don't know.
So
what else are we going to talk about?
Was he proven to be a total pansy?
Yes. Yes, he was.
Yeah, I wouldn't fight him.
Yeah, he's
not
weak
at all.
Yeah. He would win in a fight. Probably me, because Chase wouldn't do anything.
Probably.
Oh, come on. You're
I don't know. I feel like it's one of those things, like, who cares?
Oh, my gosh. And this is the guy who has three younger brothers. Ridiculous.
So, speaking of brothers, you have a twin, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
I call him the superior twin.
Yeah, well, that's because you don't know him, and that's what people who know one twin and not the other, they tend to say the other one's better, just despite the one they do know.
Well, who
so
is better?
Well, what do you think I'm gonna say?
I don't know.
Wyatt
gets all the ladies though.
Yeah, because he's in the nursing department. I mean, I don't know. I guess never mind. We're not going there.
No, we are going there.
No, we're not. Anyway,
we are.
I don't know. But, you know, Chase, you know, we all know you're an expert with the ladies, so I just, you know. But anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Is this supposed to go somewhere or, you know?
Yeah, who's better?
I mean, obviously I'm going to say me. Why wouldn't I? But I'm sure he would say himself as well. We're both humans created in the image of God, so. All right, Chase, you had a question for me?
Yeah. I was wondering, How much money did your group lose in the IBC?
My group? Hang on a second. No. I'm pretty sure. I'm sorry. Is this too close to my? I am. No. Hang on a second. So, no. My group made like $3,000, I want to say. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But, you know, I mean, I get it. You know, you probably are thinking of Michael's group with the jacket rags or whatever, you know, or anything else. But, you know, I ain't going to say that on a podcast that's going to be posted to the internet. So,
tell the folks at home what the IBC is in like 5 words.
Integrated Business Core. Yes. Five words. I gotta give me more wiggle room. Oh my gosh. So Integrated Business Core stands for, I mean, IBC stands for Integrated Business Core, or now it is apparently being called NEOS or something, you know. But anyway, well, they do, and their products, they're actually selling 2.0 mugs this year, so that'll be, I might get one. We'll see. Anyway. It was basically this thing on Cedarville's campus where you can start a business and sell stuff in the classroom, like through the classroom and stuff. So some of the products that were sold were jacket rags or transition mugs or Munchables, which could be bought online, like parents could buy their kids snacks, basically, or, you know, the Proverbs journal. So that's kind of a gist on what our thing was.
Okay. Wait, how many jacket rags were sold?
I think, like, 3, and I think I bought one of them. So yeah, you're welcome.
I bought the other 2.
Okay, so wait, was I think that's actually an accurate?
No, that's a 100%.
Wow, you see, I got that right on the ball. See, I'm good with this stuff. So Chase, any other questions?
What was that?
Sorry, I was just pretending to shake my hand. You know, okay. It's just a natural habit, especially when I talk to females. All right, anyway. If you don't have any questions, I'm sure Taz got some, or Farquaad, yeah, or Spencer.
Farquaad is not here.
Dang it! Sorry. Well, I thought I saw his name on the door, and I met him once. Josh Wells, that's right. I'm terribly sorry. You know, am I super red right now? Okay, never mind. I just feel like I'm blushing a lot, because this is really awkward for me. All right, anyway, Chase, what was your next question?
I don't know. I'm out of questions.
This eyeball, you're not, microphone.
You're not giving us much to work with, Wade.
Well, what did you expect? What
can you talk about?
I want to know if there's any funny stories about either you or you that he has. Do you have any funny stories about either one of these two?
Chase or Michael?
Well, I mean, Chase pulled his hamstring stretching once.
That's not really.
I don't know. How about when we threatened to poop in each other's bed? How can
how
can I lead that in?
I got one. Basically, I'll tell you the story of how I met Michael and Chase, like, over time. I'll tell you the story about how I kind of met Chase and Michael, because that's something to talk about here. So, I believe I met Chase first. He ran track his sophomore year because he didn't have the guts to do it his freshman year. Whatever, I get that. But then he came out of sophomore year, I got to know him, blah, blah, blah. Not too much subject matter there besides he run track. But I met Michael because there's like some entrepreneurship practicum selling wooden bikes or something. We both were interested and we just had the meeting. So I was talking to Michael at that afterwards, you know. I was like, hey, you know, business, you got to make connections. I'm sure you understand, Spencer.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently, sometimes when you try to make connections, people think you're, how did you word it? A stalker?
Wade started flirting with me in the middle of the street.
Apparently that's flirting.
Asked me for my phone number without ever, like, actually talking before.
That's not, I mean, okay. Well, whenever someone tells me they're going to be in the IBC, I'm like, oh, I should probably be friendly. But no, I shouldn't be. I should have been mean. Because here's the thing, when I finally clicked with Michael, it was when I was mean to him. Oh, I'm sorry, Tad. Are we not interesting? Anyway, so it was when I was mean to him, whenever he texted me up, because next year we were in the IBC together, I was responsible for the philanthropy. Tad is starting to grab Chase in areas. Anyway, and he texted me saying, you need to tell me what the philanthropy stuff is, or something about Chase pooping in my bed, or that I'm slow. I don't know. And I texted back, I'm not telling you until Chase apologizes to me personally. He never did, but we just kind of started going at it, and from there, here we are. Yeah. So, but he never pooped in my bed, so that's a good thing, right? Right.
It's a solid thing. Dang.
Well, is that gonna annoy anybody? Not that anybody's probably listening right now. But
well, no one's listening right now. This isn't live.
Oh my goodness.
You clown.
You guys better like cut half this stuff.
Oh, we will.
All right. Anyway.
So as we said before, Wade's on the track team. No one really goes to track meets or really knows anything about the track team. So, Wade, give us your quick sales pitch. As a quick, you're one of the most long-winded people on campus, so quick.
I thought I was awkward.
You're awkwardly long-winded. Give us a quick reason why people and students and basically anyone should come support the track team this season.
I don't know, because we're one of the few athletic teams that do good. I don't know. Well, actually, I don't know. I feel like other ones do pretty well.
Like what?
Like our intramurals. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't feel like I run any better or worse with a crowd there, you know, so it doesn't really bother me.
Selling this very well.
Hey, you know, why try to sell a product, you know, nobody's going to buy in the first place. IBC, come join.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
So, you know how our, so our good friend, Willie Fisterbottom, he died. And we were going
Make sure people know he's a fish.
Yeah, Willie Fisterbottom was our fish that we talked about last week, I think. And so we were planning a funeral for our fish, like a big funeral with multiple people.
Did that funeral ever happen?
No.
Okay.
We had a
private
viewing.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry. I just interrupted because I can.
No, that's okay. So it was supposed to be formal wear. And I think the day of, it got pushed back and then eventually canceled. But I look out in the hallway and Wade's walking by in all black suit. And and so how did you feel that you did that for nothing?
For nothing? Oh, yeah. Interesting. I thought I still had some purpose in it, but okay. Well, apparently it was for nothing. Anyway, I don't know. I went to the BTS, as the Facebook page indicated, because I was kind of planning on going. I was coming from somewhere not on campus, and I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to check Facebook, you know. So I figured I'd text Chase. Hey, is the funeral still on? Nothing. No text at all. He sucks at responding. I've complained to his mother about it, and she agrees with me. So, you know it's bad when a parent bashes on their own kid. Anyway, so I showed up to the BTS, and I figured, and then I was just like, okay, the door's locked. I guess I should have known because it was Labor Day. So I figured I'd call Michael. Call him. He answers. It's like, well, I'm here, you know, nobody's here. Did this thing get canceled? Did you check the Facebook page? No. Why would I do that? Well, God. I was like, well, as you know, long winded, trying to find my place. Where was I? Oh, yes. I talking to Michael on the phone. So he's like, where are you at? He's like, I'm at Brock. I'm going to show up I dressed up. I'm getting something out of this, so I'm going to go to Brock. So that's exactly what I did. And I asked him if he could let me in. That didn't happen. So luckily other people were there. I think whenever you dress up, people know you more, and they're like, oh, I want to help hold the door open for them. So I don't know. Maybe they knew I was grieving and going through a hard time. So I came up here, told them they sucked for not letting me in, and apparently the funeral was all for nothing. So it was a nice fish. I think the only time I ever saw him was when he was dead.
You don't have any memories of him?
I say, so that kind of ruins my next question.
I'm
can
sure
you speak a little to what impact Willie left in your life?
Yes,
again,
I believe there's a video.
Short and quick.
Oh my gosh. You guys, 1 minute they're like, talk, talk, talk. Next they're like, don't talk at all. Okay, so I had we made a video, and Michael recorded it, so I'm sure that, I hope that was enough. I had some scripture in there. He meant a lot. I think I saw some pictures.
All right. What an impact.
Keep it short.
So you mentioned that you complained to Chase's mom about what a idiot Chase was.
Oh,
or
yeah,
like
Rachel
that.
And I talk all the time.
Well, yeah, but well, I was gonna because Chase's mom works for the communications department, and the way that her and Wade know each other is because Wade is on the speech team.
Is.
Wade is on the speech team. So, I don't know where I was going with that. So we hear quite often that the speech team is a wild time. You have any good speech team stories?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm trying to think of what you're looking for here. Because, I mean, it's kind of an interesting event because a lot of people who compete have some interesting speeches. I guess we went to California last spring, so that was fun, I guess. And Chase texted me, "Why are we going to Disney World or whatever?" It's like, and he thought I was in Florida the whole time. I was like, "You know nothing. You never talk to your mom."
All right. So on that note, I think we're going to smoothly transition into our speed round.
Great. How long is this thing supposed to be?
How long is what thing supposed to be?
Goodness, I'm just thinking. Okay, never mind. Speed round, let's do this.
Okay, so the speed round, we do a lot of speed rounds. We've done one with almost every guest we've had so far. Let's basically try to answer these pretty quick. I got the questions pulled up, don't look at them. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
Probably like a 2. I don't know, I backed into my boss's Cadillac Escalade, so how about a 1? Did I tell you that, Chase? Oh, you know, that happened, like, right before you came over, didn't it? Yeah. Dang it.
That's why you wanted to fight him, because you had a lot of frustration built up.
I was pissed. Oh, my gosh. I mean, not at her. I mean, that was my fault, but...
Okay. Next question. Said. What's the last song you listened to?
I was at Chuck's, and someone was playing country music on the table. I don't know what song it was.
All right.
So whatever that was.
All right. Fill in the blank. Taylor Swift is blank.
A good singer. What were you expecting something inappropriate, sir?
No.
I think he was.
Okay. Say a word in Spanish.
Si.
What does a person need to be happy?
Jesus.
If someone wrote a biography about you, what do you think the title should be?
Something came to mind, but I don't know if I can say it.
Say it.
No, I'm not going
say it.
To.
What?
Say it.
I don't know if I should.
No, say it. Say it.
Colossal.
we'll keep that in bleep.
Yeah, let's just not even put that on there. Anyway, that's going to like come back. I'm going to be like going
okay,
for Supreme
okay,
Court
okay, okay.
justice. And
okay,
gonna
okay,
okay.
Well, repeat the question different. If someone wrote a biography about you, what do you think the title should be?
Wade Kaiser.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Say g'day, mate, in an Australian accent, please.
G'day, mate.
Are women complicated?
Depends on the woman.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you enjoy garlic?
Maybe like a 5.
Make a high pitch sound. And hold the mic away from your face a little bit. Who is someone you would let punch you directly in the face?
Chase, because I know he wouldn't do it. If he did, he wouldn't hit that hard.
Okay. How old were you when you realized Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny probably never actually knew each other in real life?
Oh. 21?
What did you actually do the night you heard that Whitney Houston had died?
She like die. I knew she was dead, but I was probably too young when she died. You know, a date?
No,
exactly. So I didn't really think anything of it. I mean, she's a very talented singer.
She was R.I.P.
She could be in heaven.
She died in 2012.
Oh, yeah, you see, no. Yeah, I definitely was. Anyway,
February
so what's
February 11th?
That was 9 days before Wade's birthday.
Oh, see, we got ourselves a stalker in here.
All right, on to the next one. Who do you just hate the most?
Hmm. That's a good question. Sin.
Who?
Sin.
Okay, okay. Okay.
I don't really hate anybody. Takes a lot of energy.
All right, this is a classic question we've asked almost all of our guests.
Right.
Did OJ do it? That's Chase's alarm.
I think that's divine fate saying yes. I mean, the gloves were kind of a little not fitting or whatever, but I don't know. He did acquit, so was that that case? Anyway, yeah, I think he did it.
Okay.
But he did a good job in the Naked Gun, so I'll let it slide.
Okay, tell me what you like to do on the weekends, but in a Valley Girl voice.
What is that?
Isn't that like
a
girl?
Valley Girl voice. Is that like...
Here, let's...
No, you
gotta
do it.
I'll play you a sample.
No, you have to do it.
Maybe when I was growing up that I just like loving how to party.
Okay. So what am I going to do this weekend?
So what do you like to do most weekends, but do it in a Valley Girl voice?
So I like to sleep in and maybe work on my homework. Work out.
Give me a little more female in that voice.
I don't know if I can. Can I? Not on this. Anyway. So yeah, like, yeah. I go to church. CCF. The greatest church in the world. Or at least around here. Excuse me, I'm answering your question. Do you not care? Do you like not care?
Alright, keep going. What do you do on Sunday evenings? Finish it out.
I like work on homework and go to bed.
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, now the last thing. Sing your favorite song. What is your favorite song?
Oh, say can you
see? Okay, okay. To take us out with the Star Spangled Banner.
Great. I don't know is this going to show up in the Christmas album?
No, it's not. Oh, sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail by the twilight's last gleaming whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, night,
yeah.
Fight. Yes, I see, I know. Over the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare. and some bombs in the air gave proof truly light
through the
that
night.
Our flag was still there.
Finish strong.
Da, 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 da. Oh. Over the land of the free and the home of the brave. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Naked Gun, you know, when he sings the national anthem in that, if you've seen it.
All right, that was Wade Kaiser, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
For one of the most painfully awkward interviews
yeah.
we've ever
you
done.
See, I'm so great at talking about myself. I'm sure if you guys want me to be here later, you know, probably don't, but that's okay. Nothing personal. All right, is that it?
That's it.
All right, well, thank you guys for having me. Whatever the name of this Twitter page is, like, share, and subscribe, or whatever. And you have a good night.
To keep my hands on myself, to go dust them all.